Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Season 4, Episode 2 of Bell to Bell with Bobby Blaze. I am your host, Professor Jeremy Vilmer. And joining us now, Bobby Blaze.
Granny, get this damn dog off my leg. Shit. Well, fuck me backwards and sideways and up my leg, Jeremy. I hope this dog don't have COVID because I've got body fluids all over my fucking leg. Good thing I've got a mask on. How the hell are you?
I am pretty well. I mean, my hands are a little dry and sore, and I've got foggy glasses all the time because of the face mask, but otherwise I'm pretty okay.
Yeah, but we're wearing our mask, by God. We got to be safe because that's what we're talking about this week, the COVID episode.
That's right. And see, I'm lucky because the Silver Scorpion left me a couple masks behind, so I have plenty around.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Little heel. How the hell has that heel been doing?
He's very secretive, so I actually don't know.
I got you. Okay. Yeah.
He's not a big good sharer, deal. That guy, you know.
He's a big social distancer, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He kind of invented social distancing.
There you go, man. That's good. That's what I've been trying to do myself. I was kind of practicing it prior to this COVID hitting, man.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and, you know, I touched a little bit on, being drunk for the better part of a year. And by that, I don't mean like, you know, I drank almost every day. No, I mean, most every day I was mostly drunk. But I started pulling out of that. But to do that, I had to quit going to the bars and restaurants and things that I hung out at. Yeah. So the month or two going into this thing, I was preparing for it. I was training for it. And when it hit, I was ready for it.
Right on, man. Right on. All right. Well, so real briefly here, I'm going to give a big shout out to Tex. Let everyone know. I'll update everyone on Tex. How's that?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, Tex is at on Twitter at Cheap Heat. Tex, as we mentioned last week, has been experiencing some major health issues. And anyway, I spoke to him the other day. Just keep Tex out there in your thoughts and prayers and positive vibes, man. We hope he's pulling through this. He is going to have a bone marrow transplant on July 6th. So if you're listening to this the next week or so, you know, just kind of keep that in the back of your mind and maybe shoot him a text there on Twitter at Cheap Heat. But Tex told me to let you guys know he appreciates all the shout outs and the fans about his artwork and about the YouTube channel. And of course, the YouTube channel, we've had over 8,200 subscribers, and we've had like 1.5 million views, and he was really happy about that. So keep up the good work when you're feeling better, Tex. But what he told me was, Jeremy, believe it or not, he went over to, I think he said it was called the Healing Well or the Healing Wall. I can't remember if it was Healing Well or Healing Wall. One of us says it might have been the Healing Falls. Yeah, it might have been Healing Falls. And he went over and he was just going to kind of, you know, find some solitude and maybe say a silent prayer or what have you. Mm-hmm. But while he was over there, okay, this guy, he says, Tex and I was talking about some prayer and this and that. And I'm like, you know, hey, man, I just got over health scare myself. And if people offer to pray for me, I'm like, you know, if it makes you feel better, then, you know, it'll make me feel better. That's fine. That's great. Go ahead. And he said, a man come up to him. And he said, hey, my name's Brother May, and I can heal you of all your woes, son. And he said, well, Brother May, I'm Tex. And he goes, you know, I'm not so sure. He goes, well, let me pray for you. Let Brother May give you some love. Let Brother May heal you. Tex said, well, okay. And just pray, you know, I'm going to pray for you now. So Tex said, a guy stood there and started praying. Said he went on for about 10 minutes about how I'm going to heal you of this, cure you of this. The devil's going to run this disease out of your body. You're going to be healed. And Tex opened one eye, he said, about 10 minutes in, going, man, you know, Brother May better hurry up over there, you know, whatever. And so finally the guy gets done, and he said, amen. And Tex said, amen. And he looked at him, and he said, thank you. And he goes, you don't have anything to worry about. All your fears about this disease, he said, you are cured. You're cured of everything. He said, the only thing I wish, he said, I wish I could have held your hand, but this COVID and stuff, I ain't getting near you. Tex said he just about shit. The guy cured him of cancer, but he couldn't cure him of fucking COVID. He said he would. I said, I laughed. I hadn't laughed that hard forever, but I said, are you kidding me? He said, yeah. He said he stood about 6 feet away. and prayed for me and said he wished he could have held his hand or shook his hand or whatever, because, but he said, no, it's COVID. I better not. So I said, Tex, I'm going to share that and I'll try to, you know, make it as entertaining as possible. But, in all seriousness, Tex is, had a really good day today. I spoke to him and again, he's having his bone marrow transplant on the 6th of July. And hopefully everything will come out good and he'll be back doing really good in life and doing our graphics and our YouTube channel, those type things. So, Tex, I hope I didn't screw up your story too bad, man. And I do wish you get well soon, brother. So,
yeah. Get well soon, Tex. But maybe don't let those street preachers touch you, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know where they've been.
Yeah. So I just thought that's pretty funny. And I made up the brother. He didn't tell me his name, but I made up Brother May because I knew a Brother May that used to do tent revivals. Mm-hmm. And, oh my goodness, man, that guy there, whoo, what a dandy. I'll tell you that. My brother and I was about 14, 15 years old, and we had to go spend some time at a tent revival because of the people we were visiting at that time. And we never forget that fucking day, believe me. Oh, woo. Good
Lord. So, man, you know, yeah. I was raised in a Catholic family, but not raised religious, right? And so when I did go to church, it was Catholic church, and so I understood how that works. So the first time I went to a church with a Protestant friend, I almost shit my pants. I was just looking around the room like, what the fuck are you people doing? What is all this hooting and hollering and shit, you know? Like, why aren't we standing, sitting, kneeling, standing, sitting, kneeling?
There you go. And where's the wine, by God?
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
So anyway, we're being serious about the COVID. Professor there, do you want to give us any updates or anything we need to talk about? Because I'm not going to fucking be here with Walter Cronkite and sit there and go, you know, here's the latest statistics. Because I kind of was hoping you might have some statistics, but people probably aren't tuning in to fucking hear all the statistics. They're probably tuning in to get away from what's going on out there in the world. Yeah. And I want to address one more thing after that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do statistics because I haven't looked at them. Honestly, the numbers have flared up so bad in this last week or two that I'm not looking at them. I will just tell a quick anecdote here and remind people that, hey, even if you don't think the masks help, you know, then are you making your kids wear seatbelts even though you have airbags? Do you have airbags even though your car has brakes? Those are the questions I'm going to get at. But
yeah,
I had a customer start giving me a hard time about the mask, and no bullshit, less than 7,000 feet from where I work is a dual graveyard. One side's Masonic and one side's Catholic. Buried on the Masonic side is my grandmother, who died when my mom was 2 or 3 years old of polio, a virus. On the other side, on the Catholic side, is the urn of my cousin, who died in the 90s of HIV, a virus. A huge chunk of my family in 1918, 1919 was wiped out by the Spanish flu. My great-grandparents each lost a spouse and a couple kids. Viruses are dangerous, people, even if you don't believe it. But the mask is not for you. The mask is for your mother, your father, your grandmother, kids with immune problems, people with immune problems, because you don't know what situation everybody else is in. And again, if your seatbelt works, why do you need airbags? Why do you need airbags if your brakes work? It's not just about you. You know, not only do you have rights in this country, you do have responsibilities to other citizens. And that's kind of my soapbox moment for the day.
No, you expressed that very clearly, and I'm wearing my mask when I'm out, and I do it for your protection, not my protection. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to get sick, but if I am, I don't want to spread it to anyone else. So
yeah,
and I've always been a big hand washer anyway, so always wash your hands. You know, I tell you this. It's really crazy. I've noticed this in a lot of videos. You may have seen it too. That I'm just not going by what the CDC tells you or what's best for you as far as, you know, wash your hands and wear your mask and stay safe. Of course, I have a hard time. I put my hand up to my face a lot.
Oh, I can't stop.
I know. And I do it. And now if this is on, you know, and I'm seeing other people on videos, and I'm trying not to watch the news because I'm being fatalistically optimistic about all this. But the one thing I've not been able to do is I put my hand a certain way and it's right up in my face. I'm like, damn it, don't touch your face. They keep telling you that. So luckily my hands are clean for the most part. So
yeah,
anyway.
That's the important part. Just be as safe as you can. Remember, you know, we got to protect other people, not just ourselves. What I'm getting at is it's not just about you.
Right.
You know, And that being said, you know, Bobby, I'm going to move on to, were you done on that topic?
Yes. We just wanted to bring that up. Yeah.
So I just wanted to hit on something here real quick. When you and I started the show, and it was actually 2 years ago this month, I believe. Was it June or July?
Yes, it was June. Actually, it was the weekend, 2 episodes, I think, in late May, and you debuted them, I think, around June the 5th of 2 years ago. You're correct.
Yeah.
So yes, 2 years ago this month.
So I remember in an early episode of the show, I joked about being a 3-time NWA world champion with the assumption that nobody really had any idea who the NWA champion was at the time.
Right.
Boy, has that changed. you know, I think it was like just, you know, a couple weeks to a couple months later, Cody Rhodes picked it up off of Nick Aldis, and then all of a sudden the entire wrestling world was different.
Yes, absolutely.
So in the 2 years we've been around, we've gone from just WWE, or practically just WWE, to AEW, NWA. You know, people are paying more attention to the indies now. I mean, it's been pretty wild, you know?
Yeah, because you had turned me on to Nick Aldis prior to that. And then the NWA product that's on at 605 on the YouTube channel, on the Facebook channel, I guess, that wasn't even out yet. AEW was basically, I think you and some of our audience members used to say, hey, it's just a T-shirt company. You know, they had done a couple pay-per-views at that point, but you mostly had the WWE TV, like you said, the product there. But then it got to where, well, we had every night, you know, you had your Monday night with Raw, you had your Tuesday night, which I think had a dark, and also the NWA power. And then Wednesday, maybe that was a dark. I'm sorry. Wednesday was dark on YouTube or what have you. Thursday was the new AEW actually got on TNT, if I'm not mistaken. And no, is that Tuesday? I can't remember. Anyway, fucked up here. You got Friday Night SmackDown. And I mean, it's just incredible. And like you said, a lot of more people were paying attention. You and I kept saying the indies are coming back, man. Pro wrestling is getting off its life support system.
Yeah.
And it really was. I had went to several shows, a couple more than I normally don't even go. You know, I would usually go to 2 or 3 once every 2 or 3 months. I was going, you know, there for a while, went to several shows, at least one show every month for about probably 4 or 5 months in a row. Really nice independent shows, you know, and saw some top talent.
Yeah.
So, and now.
And then this hits.
Yeah.
I gotta lead this off with some bad news, because I think the NWA TV title might be cursed. First, Ricky Starks jumps and goes to AEW, and then I just found out that current NWA TV champion Zicky Dice has left the company.
I knew you told me about Stark leaving, but then I just read like 2 days ago, maybe, I guess Ziggy Dice was posting some things, and I was like, okay. And then Thunder Rosa started her own company. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's going to mean, because we kind of left last week's show. You said you want to approach the elephant in the room, and we didn't. We're probably not going to right now. With all the allegations and stuff going on, but heck, who knows when NWA will be back, you know, so those people they have to get work somewhere, you know, and you have to go. And I just heard, some other news today. I don't know if you're aware, but I guess Tessa Blanchard is done with Impact.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. Is she going to, you know, jump to AEW, or, you know, she's too talented to just walk away from the business, I think. And I don't know if AEW pick her up or not.
Well, and see, what happened with her was Allison Kay, made some accusations of Tessa spitting on and dropping the N-word on a black girl that she was working with. So there, you know, even though people are going to want to sign her, there's going to have to be some time of penitence in there.
That's just it. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't know if WWE picks her up. You know, I don't know if AEW picks her up. I just know that, you know, and apparently, you know, some people say she's a real sweetheart. We all know how talented she is, but I guess she's really hard to work with. I'm not a female wrestler, so I don't know. I've never met her. I'm a fan of her work when I see her, because she's unbelievably talented, and I'd like to see her land somewhere. But, you know, as far as past allegations and stuff, and then we don't know what's went on with Impact. If I know she didn't show up, I guess, and then she didn't mail in a couple or send in a couple of promos or something. So I don't know.
Right.
Maybe they didn't pay her. I don't know. It's Impact, so I don't know. I don't know what happened, but you know what I'm saying? It could be.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
What
yeah.
I'm getting is, I hope that you know people like Thunder Rosa and Nick Aldis, NWA. You know, we're both big NWA fans. You're going to be doing a series on the title, man. I can't wait for you to do that. But to hear your podcast on the titles, but man, I'm just wondering where these people's going to go when they was having, you know, eight tapings over three or 4 day period, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows, you know, but we got some wrestling that's on TV and I've watched bits and pieces, and Jeremy, I have a hard time watching with no fans.
I really do. It's yeah. Well, so in you and I are old enough to remember when the AWA couldn't sell tickets to one of their last sets of pay-per-views, and so they did empty arena matches, and it sucks the air. The energy and the air are not in the room when it's like that.
For sure. I tried a SmackDown. And then I've watched a little bit of AEW, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't get into it. And I seriously tried, cause I was really like, what's causing all this? And I know that's, you know, Nick's thing in NWA, but I was like, and I was listening to another podcast and, you know, I've listened to several, and I was thinking, why don't you put all your people that's not working, at least out there encouraging or whatever. And eventually I guess AEW started doing some of that. And I tuned back in another time and, you know, I guess they had some of their talent standing around, doing whatever. And I still couldn't get into it. Just was not the same, man. So I just, you know, I just go back and watch something old sometimes on YouTube and listen to my podcast. But I'm hoping it comes back, man, because we're hoping it's damn. Like I said, I'm trying to be, without being as fatalistic, I'm trying to be as optimistic about us getting through this as a human race. You know,
yeah.
Leaving everything else out of it, politics, mask, no mask, wear a mask. All that, I just want this world to get through it, man, because we're in a pandemic. And I don't even know how WWE stayed open during that time to record, and AEW, and, you know, I know Florida made it essential, and that's, with all the other sports, good news is NBA is going to drop a season in on us, and so is Major League Baseball. So we got that coming back soon, if you like those sports. Hopefully football, who knows what's going to happen when it's time for football. I don't even know.
Well, football hopefully is far enough out that, you know, we actually have some sense of what's going to be happening. Because right now, we're still guessing. Just a couple weeks ago, it was, okay, everybody, back to what you're doing. And now all of a sudden, our numbers are worse than they were a month ago.
Yeah, that's the thing that's kind of scaring me. I knew it was going to spike in May. I think everyone did. I think some states that opened too soon. I don't even know if, because again, I'm not trying to get involved politically here. Mm-hmm. Just saying they phased things in, and I think that's the best way. But then all of a sudden, it seemed like several states were just like, you know what, just go back to the way things are. Oh, you don't need a mask. Yes, you do need a mask. And it was like back and forth. And now we're seeing people, of course, with summer, some people saying, oh, it's a virus, it won't live in the heat. Well, you know, and then people started traveling. They said, well, fuck, we've been locked down for 3 months, man. We've been social distancing for 3 months. We want to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And they had planned vacations or they started traveling around. And, you know, I noticed that, you know, some of the cases around here is people that's been traveling, you know, to and from the beach. When the beaches open back up, and again, it could have more to do with your hotels, your restaurants, your bars, and again, you know, we discussed a lot of things, like I said, the elephant in the room last week about all the allegations. We also know about the Black Lives Movement matter. You know, we're not dumb here. We try to make the podcast as fun and entertaining as possible, trying to bring it down, but all the fucking protesters, and you have the right to protest, people. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, please do. But you saw it, and I watched the LA news about 3 nights in a row. The shit that's going on down in Louisville now, not even get into that. Just saying, people were protesting. You have a right to do it. But there definitely wasn't any social distancing. And yeah, some people did have masks on and some didn't. But that has to drive this thing back up. That, you know,
we're
just
absolutely
now a couple weeks away from those protests and everything that's going on. And man, we knew this was going to come. It was going to happen, even though you have the right to protest. That had to be a big part of these numbers spiking again. So, Again, I'm not trying to get on my high horse here.
No, it's
Mr. COVID or whatever. It's just a personal view.
Look, large gatherings of people are going to be dangerous. I mean, it's just, you know. Now, fortunately, it looks like younger people, you know, people in reasonably good health, it looks like the majority of them don't even know when they get it. So it's not like they're suffering going to the hospital. But what it is doing is that now they're going to drag it around to other people who aren't going to be in such good condition and can't weather the storm, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So, we was talking about the social distancing and wrestling without the fans there. I do know some places had some empty arena matches and done some internet stuff. And we know several independent wrestlers, on the indie circuit. And we contacted a couple, you and I did, and asked him to send in we've got some audio of how the COVID affected their work as independent contractors, independent wrestlers. The ones I spoke to, I'll just throw their names out there and then you tell us how we're going to set this up. But basically, you know, I spoke to each of these people. I did an interview with Robbie V for All Bets Off podcast a while back. And I think you got him to send in some audio, and I heard what he has, because he plays rock music too. And you just kind of fill people in who Robbie V is if you don't care. And then we've got some audio. I know I talked to Chance Prophet, I talked to Casey King, and I talked to Jock Sampson, and I know you're going to drop their audio and how it affected each of them. And as you play them, we'll just kind of sit here, and then I'll add something after you play each one. I think you got the order of Chance, Robbie, Casey, and Jock, and then we'll blend in and give out some how you can reach these guys and help support indie wrestling. But I think it's important that we did touch on how the how the COVID did affect people in the wrestling world that maybe don't have the big contract, but still do pretty good out on the indie circuit, you know, every weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, you know, that was kind of a new thing too that was coming out of the late WWF only era, is that some guys were starting to figure out how to make a living on their own without a big contract, going out and hustling dates and this, that, and the other. But let's go ahead and we're going to drop Chance Prophet in here, and then we'll talk for a second about him, and then I'll set up Robbie Vegas.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby Blaze. Yours truly, Chance Prophet. Just replying to the message you sent me for the Bell to Bell Blaze podcast. COVID really hit us kind of hard. Our numbers didn't change at the Power Slam Academy. Our trainees were still pretty hungry, pretty determined to grow, whether it be by getting in the ring or just by doing our Q&As and discussing ring psychology, the whys and hows and wheres of pro wrestling and doing your moves and making everything make sense. It made a lot of our students frustrated, to be completely honest, because they didn't really have to deal with the mental aspect before doing the physical. We always paired it hand in hand, so I think it benefited them a lot. It made them study a lot more, and they found a lot more favorites as far as, like, I made them delve into some of the more old school wrestling and watch how the guys that didn't go out there just to do gymnastics in a lot of high spots made pro wrestling work and made the fans get the reactions that they wanted in the matches. Power Slam Academy students have been really, really on point, and they've been really, really dedicated to becoming professional wrestlers. And yeah, COVID kind of derailed us a bit with the in-ring work, but when they came back, I swear it was like kids at the playground on the first day of school. They couldn't wait to get on the monkey bars and just play. So had to rein that excitement in a little bit so we could get some good ring time in and do some work, but they came back hungry, so it helped us in the sense that it made them hungry. It hurt them in the fact that, you know, it would take them a little bit longer to get towards their quote-unquote graduation dates, but I'm lucky and blessed to have a really good group of students at our school, and Mike Tawney at IWA East Coast and Cody Smith really stepped it up to help me with content to provide to them. And Indie Wrestling TV, we helped them get connected with that app to study some of the independent wrestling that's out there today and from the not so distant past. I would also like to invite anybody that's wanting to achieve that dream of becoming a professional wrestler to come check us out at the Power Slam Wrestling Academy. We are located in Nitro, West Virginia at the old Nitro High School. You can check us out at powerslamacademy.com or find us on Facebook for more information. Got a lot of good trainees, got a lot of good trainers down there, got a lot of guest trainers coming in. Need to get a little bit of that Bobby Blaze action down to Nitro as well. So thanks for your time. God bless.
All right. So Bobby, tell us real quick, like, you know, I know he dropped it all there at the end, but if somebody wants to go to Chance of School, if they're in the West Virginia area, if they want to do any booking through.
Yes. Yeah. You can check out Chance Prophet. You can go to chanceprophet.com. He's also got the Power Slam Academy, and that's in Nitro, West Virginia. And I hope to stop in and see them. And Chance is a really good guy. He's worked for NWA. He's worked for a lot of big companies. Very talented guy. He's also a college professor. He has a master's degree, so he knows what the hell he's talking about. And on the professional wrestling, he's got at the Power Slam Academy. He's got several students that I've met. He trains them very professionally. And he's just, again, it's just a really good guy. And I think he's about 45 minutes to an hour away from me up there in Nitro, West Virginia. And again, you can reach him at chanceprophet.com, and you can check out the Power Slam Academy if you're interested. Any local talent. I know a couple people that do go up there and train some, maybe not in the last few months, but that have been through there other than just his students, because they do have an open door policy if you're in a world of professional wrestling. So there you go.
Yeah. So that is Chance. And it's kind of interesting, like, how he kind of broke down, like, so we can't have guys wrestling right now, but we can work on ring psychology, which is probably the biggest difference between 70s, 80s, and 90s and now, is a lot of the guys aren't as good at working the quiet moments.
Yeah.
You know, the down, like, there's, who's the new Jake the Snake, you know? Who's
right.
The guy? Yeah, who's the guy that can make you shit your pants by just standing in the corner?
Yeah. Yeah, but Chance takes them all the way through, man. It's legit, you know, wrestling school. And that psychology, though, is such an important thing. So I had like 3 months there just to study tapes and talk and watch and learn and listen. You know, didn't have to might have a little ring rust on them going back into the ring, but they still was, you know, involved and keep trying to evolve in their training. So that's good.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay, so now Robbie Vegas, I actually came across him, or I can't remember how we met, but when I was still doing Geekish Cast.
I met him through you.
Oh, okay. But when I was still doing Geekish Cast.
Yes, I met him through you.
Yeah, so when I was still doing Geekish Cast, he hit me up, and then when he and I were talking, turns out he's a big metalhead, he's into horror movies, he's got like slasher tattoos and stuff. So he and I hit it off immediately, because we're like, okay, so pro wrestling, horror flicks, and metal. It's like we're brothers, you know, practically related. So he and I have stayed kind of in touch here and there. But when we were getting ready to, you know, when we started wanting to reach out to people, I know Robbie runs a podcast and he's on Pro Wrestling Tees. He's got, you know, he's one of those guys that hustles. I mean, this dude is, you know, he works at Northeast Corridor. He goes up to Canada. He's selling T-shirts. He's doing concerts. So I knew if somebody was going to be affected by COVID, it'd be him.
Yeah.
So let's see what he had to say.
What's up, Rock Soldiers? This is Robbie Vegas weighing in on the COVID-19 situation for independent pro wrestlers. It's been wild. It's, for a lot of us, this is the least we've wrestled in a very, very long time. I know my last match was somewhere around March 14th, I think, and I don't know when I'm coming back. I don't know what's happening with it. And for a lot of us, it's stress relief, but it's also, you know, it's our passion, it's our dream. And when you're not able to live that dream and not let those passions out and that stress out, it's just a whole nother world that you have to adapt to, because we all know gyms are closed also. So it's just been a really strange time finding a way to make the best of it, stay relevant. Some people are losing a lot of money on this, not being able to wrestle. I know I opened up a pro wrestling tee store with a bunch of different designs, trying to compensate for some of that. and overall just trying to, since we can't play music anymore on top of wrestling, you know, just been releasing music on Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music and Google Play and all that stuff, and just trying to stay creative, stay out there, keep your name going. Of course, been doing my best to keep bringing new episodes of my podcast, the All Bets Are Off podcast with Robbie Vegas out there. A lot of fun guests doing that kind of thing, and keeping, you know, things wrestling related on some of those episodes helps, and it keeps people talking about it. It keeps it going. For the most part, this has just been very strange, not having wrestling be the main part of your life, not having a match to get ready for, a gym to be in to get ready for those matches. And I'm just hoping that it's over soon.
So I guess for him, it wasn't as bad as I was expecting. It sounds like he was getting through okay, which is pretty good.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, I tell you what I like about Robbie too. See, he's got the wrestling doing indie thing. Like you said, he's doing indie rock scene too. Mm-hmm. And if you I've been on the All Bets Are Off podcast, and of course you said he's got pro wrestling tees, but he also on Twitter he dropped some really cool acoustic songs, man. Very talented musically inclined artist. And I really enjoy when he drops some of those. So he is selling some music, I guess, too, some songs and how they drop it nowadays. I'm not, you know, sure if you get like four or five songs for a box or whatever it's called. But yeah, you know, you just got to get by with what you can, man. Do what you can do with the talent you're given.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good dude, too. I enjoyed my conversation with him.
Yeah, no, he was a lot of fun to talk to. I can't remember who said it. I'm going to say it was Arthur Ashe, but it was probably somebody else. But the quote that I always like is, start where you are with what you have. It is enough.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah. And it's just one that, you know, I just try to keep in the back of my head because, you know, I think a big part of my younger life, I was like, oh, hey, I'd like to do this, but, oh, hey, I'd like to do that, but. And nowadays I just kind of look at it and I'm just like, fuck it, you know, go punk rock, man. You got 15 bucks, then use your 15 bucks to do what you're trying to do. It's kind of like, that's one of the things I appreciate about Billy Corgan's NWA is, look, they got a very small budget, a limited talented pool. And when they couldn't do wrestling, they said, okay, well, we're going to do, everybody gets their own show on YouTube and we're going to do this, that, and the other. And, you know, and they just ran with it.
Yeah. Right. You know, that's, I tell you, if you got a dream, you got to really try your best to pursue it. And, mm-hmm. and you got a talent, you got your best. For it. I once bought I bought a DVD off a guy. He said, hey, man, this is my life story. It's on DVD. It's $5. And I gave the guy $5 for it. Okay. I've never even watched the thing, honestly.
Yep.
But my thought was, I said, if I can help this cat here, $5 is not going to break me, but it might build him up. And hell, he might have a movie out there by now. I don't even know. You know, so I could go find the old DVD and say, oh, yeah, I remember I bought this guy off a guy in front of the library one day. It might be a blank DVD. I don't know. But the fact was, he was trying to live his dream.
Yep.
And I hopefully helped support that dream by giving him $5. Because, like I said, at that time, and fortunately, sometimes you're in that situation, $5 wasn't going to break me, but it might build him up. So, you know, that's when I go to these shows. If you're buying someone's T-shirt off Pro Wrestling Tees, or you're buying their music, buying their photos, buying their DVDs, or just when they do open everything back up and you buy a ticket to that local indie show, whether it be an artist, punk rocker, you know, heavy metal, or it may be a pro wrestling show or whatever it is, you're helping supporting and building those people up. And that's why I went to Suplex Tacos last night. Okay.
Okay.
And I had went over, my brother went over there on Cinco de Mayo. I told you, one of the owners was actually in last night, and I went through a drive through and I said, my brother texted me. He was like 20 cars back on Cinco de Mayo blocking a street, and he was getting food for a pickup because we was trying to support local businesses, you know, during this COVID thing. And that's what I was getting at. So I told him, guy, how good I went over there last Saturday actually and ate, some tacos, and I actually got a 619, which is their big burrito, and they stick fries in it with everything. It's really nice. But I had time to talk to him. I said, man, always trying to support you. Man. I said, this is only third time, but I'm back again this second time in 2 weeks. I told him we was there Cinco de Mayo. So support those local businesses when you can, man. Just like you was talking earlier about bartending, you know, give the guy an extra buck or two, man. You know, that people have to live off those wages, you know, and I know I hear some of these other podcasts and people talking, you know, wait staffs that's been out of work for months now, bartenders been out of work for now, just people that work the door, ticket sellers, you know, these people's been out of work, man. So anytime, I'm not saying it's go throw your money away. I can't do that. You probably can't afford that. Sometimes it's just, you know, hand to mouth, here you go. Yep. But if you got that extra buck, give it to them. And if you don't have that, you know what? Be kind to them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Anyway, just kind of my rant on that.
No, indie wrestling. Yeah, that's, I was going to say, you know, when you can, because, like, you know, I used to make quite a bit more money than I do now. When I'd go to comic conventions and shit, I bought everything from everybody I liked. You know, I'd see a kid who was doing, you know, doing their own, you know, comic book that they're doing. They got t-shirts and shit. I bought it all, you know. Odds are I wasn't going to wear it or read it, but I wanted to encourage them to do creative things.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's kind of, you know, there's been so much corporate consolidation that they're the only room for really individualistic people is going to be to go punk rock and do it yourself. Because there's not going to be a lot of room out there for a corporation to look at your weird little thing and support it.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, guys, if there's a small wrestler, you know, like when I say small, if there's an independent wrestler that you're a fan of and they've got like a pro wrestling tees or anything that they're selling, merch, whatever, and you can afford it, get it, because that's probably a bigger part of their income than they're picking up wrestling.
Yeah. And I think we're going to hear from someone about that next, if you're not mistaken. Is that correct?
Well, we'll segue directly from that into Casey King here. So let's listen to what Casey has to say.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Bobby. When you all first asked me to write a paragraph about how COVID had affected me as an independent wrestler, I initially thought that I was going to write a very negative article about how much I missed the business and how much I missed the fans and how the extra income not coming in hurt me and how I let myself get out of shape while the gyms were closed and whatnot. And as tough as COVID was at the beginning, I was laid off from my job. I had no income coming in. Unemployment, they weren't cooperating with me. And on top of all that, my grandpa passed away. But as I was sitting there and I was struggling to find ways to hustle and make ends meet and come up with ways to pay my bills, Pro Wrestling Tees, they gave me a platform to sell my merchandise on. And within that first week, I sold enough t-shirts to pay my rent for the next month, to pay my water bill, to buy food. And the fans and the friends I made in wrestling made sure that I wasn't going without. And on top of that, some of my closest friends in wrestling, they went above and beyond and they sent me money on PayPal that I didn't ask for, and I'm not going to mention their names because I don't think they would want me to, but the fans and the friends that I have made in professional wrestling during COVID were literally paying the bills. Professional wrestling was literally paying the bills. So, as negative as COVID was, I'm choosing to look on the positive side of things. I kept myself in shape by doing 10-1s that Bobby showed me, and as much as I hate them, I was getting pretty good at them, and they made sure that I wasn't losing much strength when I got back to the gym. So, thank you all for asking me to do this, because it really helped me realize how good I have it and how professional wrestling has helped me in everyday life. So thank you all. I hope you all have a good day. I'm so glad the podcast is back. And you all take care.
And that was Elmer Fudd, I think.
Now, come on, man. That's my man, Casey King, out there. You know, he's the Appalachian Dream, brother. He's the Appalachian Dream, Casey King.
Okay.
And, you can say what you want to say. ProWrestlingTees.com/Casey King. Go out there and help support his Pro Wrestling Tees, because apparently that helped him get by a little bit during the COVID. And also because what we just now talked about, good fans and brothers and good brothers in the business, brothers and sisters in the business, looking out for each other when you can, you know. But I know that's probably not the last that we'll hear from Casey King, but we hadn't heard from him for a while. We give him a shout out before, and I know you probably gonna make fun of his accent, calling him Elmer Fudd, didn't you?
Well, you know me.
We all can't be big city slickers there, Professor.
I know. I know. Look, it's easy for me to make fun of other people's voices. I mean, have you heard my voice? It's pretty fucking spectacular.
It is. It's great. I'll give you that. Casey King also, at the Time Warp at the Ashland Town Center Mall, they got my book, Pin Me, Pay Me, for sale down there, just so you know you want to support someone. You want to help support me, get a copy of my book, Pin Me, Pay Me. With that said, Jeremy, I'm just going to say, hey, sometimes the books give us a few extra dollars to support this show. And sometimes it's one book a month. It might be six books. I don't know. The most I've sold, I think, on Amazon was maybe about last April. I think we sold about six. I'm not sure what happened that month. Maybe tax time. Maybe people got money back. I don't know. But if you go to Amazon, you can find, you know, Bobby Blaze Medley. You can get my books. If you go to, or you just do the Tiny URL, that way you can kick, the show will get some kickback. Go to tinyurl.com/ Blaze Book One, and you can get Pin Me, Pay Me. It's not going to cost you anything extra. You just make an extra click there. And again, the show gets a little bit kickback. If you want to get my second book, I kicked out on two, The Education Wrestler. Just go to tinyurl.com/ Blaze Book Two. It's that simple. Blaze Book One, Blaze Book Two. So they're just kind of squeeze that in there real quick, Jeremy, won't you? Plug myself there while we're plugging these other guys on their sites as well. And our site, you know, using our tiny URLs. And I think you had another one about the Manscaped, if I'm not mistaken. You want to give that out real quick? Because I'm about due for another shave.
Yeah, that's
that was, M2M or B2B, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was B2B. Hold on, though. I wrote it down, but... Bobby, I was a little unprepared for that one, so hang on.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't mean to drop it on you. It just came to mind. I had it written down here, too, to be honest with you. Folks, stay right with us. You are listening to our podcast, The Bell to Bell, Bobby Blaze, that we're both scrambling through our notes and having a good time and having fun with you guys. I got a lot of good feedback, Professor, off of last week's podcast, by the way. I listened to it twice. I usually just, you know, like once, but I listened to it that morning. I was like, oh, you know, it's locked the ring rust off, so to say. Well, the second time that afternoon, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I listened to it again. I thought, you know, other than me cutting out, it really wasn't that bad. But if you want to, go to tinyurl.com or /.com. B2B, it can be B-T-O or B the number two, Manscaped, and hopefully the show will get a little bit of kickback out of that, and I own one, and I use one. I encourage the professor to get one. I know my brother is going to get one. I don't know how your manscaping skills are. I just know I got mine, and I like it, and I'm due to use it again. There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody jump out there, grab one of those. Your partner will thank you.
Yes.
Your tattoo artist will thank you. Shave your balls like an SMW champion. That's what we're trying to say here.
Yeah. That's pretty good. You sent me that picture at one. I was like, is this serious or not? I still have to sleep. Sometimes when we're on different time zone. God damn it. Spit it out. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I might go to bed at midnight. Well, it's 9 o'clock your time. So if I do fall asleep at midnight, which sometimes a lot later than that, but I get up relatively the same time every morning. I'll look at my phone, and like probably like everyone else. You piss, you brush your teeth, you look at your phone or whatever order you do yours in. And I'm like, is this a rib or what? Because Jeremy, I'm going to blame this on the Silver Scorpion, okay?
Sure, sure.
The Silver Scorpion sent me a picture of the Manscaped that was available on Amazon, and he was going to run a picture. It had to be a Scorpion, and it said, groom your balls like an SMW champion. And I was like, what the fuck? I ain't grooming anyone, motherfuckers. I'll shave my nuts. I'll shave my balls, whatever. But I ain't out here grooming anyone, okay? And I thought about it. And I said, I'm going to write him back. So I sit there, and I knew he's getting up like at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it's like by that time, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I got my wits about me, and I'm like, first of all, I'm not grooming anyone unless you champ instead of champion. And then he caught it, and I guess he told the professor. What did he tell you there, Professor? Silver Scorpion. I know he sent that. I know he did.
Yeah, but so he told me we were going to go with shave your balls like a champ. And okay. That does sound better. Grooming. Yeah, that does sound better than grooming your boys. So, you know.
There you go. That's what it was.
Yeah. Talk about me not reading the fucking room, man. Yeah, so while there's accusations of grooming, going on. I'm out here throwing that word around in a different way. But
got that, and I was like, oh my gosh, did he even know?
No, I didn't.
And I give the Silver Scorpion. I give him. I was like at 6 o'clock in the morning. He sent it then, or it was late last night. He sent it. I don't know. But yeah, get the Manscaped. You can get one. It's B2B, tinyurl.com/B2B. That's T-O or the number two, B2B Manscaped. And maybe show you a little bit of kickback out there. And maybe Jeremy be so kind to give the Silver Scorpion a dime or two. You never know.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody told me he's secretly a billionaire, so I don't know, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Maybe he'll start a wrestling company and become a millionaire.
Maybe. I heard that's a good way to do it, that and getting married.
Yeah. I think we got one more independent guy to hear from, if I'm not mistaken. I've got it written down here, so I'll let you who is it?
Oh, it's Jock Sampson.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Jock.
It's here. COVID affected Jock.
Yeah, let's all right. Yeah, we'll be right back after this word from Jock.
Hello, everyone. This is Jock Sampson, the greatest of all time. And I know a lot of the people at home have been doing a lot of things that they ain't been used to during the coronavirus. And Jock Sampson is no different than you. I've been enjoying myself at home, spent a lot of time with my devilly wife, Linda, and my beautiful daughter, Scarlett. Been getting a lot of father-daughter time, and it's wonderful. But I ain't just been sitting home on my butt. Like back in April, I beat the ever-loving hell out of Casey King in an empty arena street fight to become the FTC champion. You know, I beat him up with my fist. I beat him up with my boots and my sheer will. I wasn't out there doing dick flips because I don't do that stupid stuff. I'm a guy who fights. I'm tough in the ring, but when we get out in the streets, I'm the real damn deal. So I hope everyone is safe and healthy. Casey, kiss my ass. Bobby, if I ever get a chance, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Jeremy.
Okay, that was,
Jock Sampson, man. You could probably, if anyone could fucking beat COVID, it's Jock Sampson. I'll say that. But as far as kicking my ass, Jack, I'm going to tell you right now, you might walk in like a rooster, but you'll leave a fucking feather duster. And I'll have my mask on, by God, because I don't want to breathe in your air or your feathers off your ass when I kick it. So, but I'm not doing ass kicking. I'm just an old man running my mouth on a podcast. But Jock, come on, man. Like I said, I'll give you credit. You'd probably kick COVID's ass, but I'm not over here waiting to get my ass kicked, but I'm not taking the ass kicking either. Professor, I'm not sure. Just kind of, I don't know what's going on. You two have always had a beef anyway. And now I'm sure Casey King and Jock, I know they had a fucking match when I'm empty arena matches like I was talking about earlier. I know a couple companies done those things, and I know the one around here did, ASW up in another part of West Virginia. So, man, I'm talking about West Virginia a lot. I noticed that the other day. I was reading stuff like, la, 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 a lot of shit happens in West Virginia. But I'm not moving there. I know they was the last state to report any cases of the COVID, and I thought, man, maybe I might just want to step over the state line here. It's only about 12 miles away. I touched southern Ohio and southern West Virginia and eastern Kentucky right there in that tri-state area. But I was like, then I realized West Virginia probably don't have any fucking tests. And I'm not trying to make a joke. I was like, they probably just haven't tested anyone, you know? And I was like, their numbers will come up too, sadly. But I find myself, I haven't been to West Virginia. I went to Ohio yesterday. I went over and picked up a hamburger. I hadn't eaten any junk food for so long and trying to do so much better. But I had a Frisch's Big Boy hamburger for lunch yesterday, a cheeseburger, big breezy cheeseburger like I like. And then, like I said, I went to Suplex Tacos last night, picked up some stuff to go. So that was in Kentucky. I need to send you a picture of Suplex Tacos. They've got it's a luchador. The brothers that own it are from San Diego and are huge luchador fans. Have I sent you any pictures of it on the inside?
No, you haven't. I am not shocked that they're from San Diego with your 619 because that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a Rey Mysterio move, but it's also the San Diego area code.
Yes. And they have all kinds of masks. In fact, I've taken that fucking Jock Sampson. I took him there. I met him there a couple years ago. Because I've taken Bobby Fulton there, and I've taken, Dave, I haven't talked to him forever. David, I'm drawing a blank on your name, buddy. I know you're out there. A friend of mine from Cincinnati was in town. We ate at Suplex. I took Bobby Fulton there. I took Jock Sampson there. Jock wasn't really worthy to eat there, I don't guess. But his guest was that he had with him at that time. So anyway, yes, I know we're not even doing a plug for Suplex Taco, but I'm giving him one anyway. So if you're in the Ashland area, go out there and visit them and tell them Bobby Blaze sent you. You know, so anyway, free yeah. plug for
Suplex Taco. That's awesome. It's pretty cool that they have a theme. You know, real quick, while we're doing kind of shout outs and general things there, a very dear friend of mine is trying to get voted into being the Maximum cover girl this year. Now, she's been running number one in her class every time during the voting, but people do need to, like, go and vote for her because I guess they get, like, a big cash award. They're on the cover. This is one of the coolest chicks I ever met. She used to waitress at this bar I used to go to, and she is also a pharmacy tech. But she can make more money waitressing because she's got the best smile you've ever seen. So if I could talk people who are not already supporting somebody in the Maximum CoverGirl thing, go to tinyurl.com/Maxim-Holly and give her a vote as often as they'll let you. If somebody deserves to get some cash and some recognition, it's her.
Good deal. I know I voted for her. I actually, one of those things, again, it's the time difference. I was going to sleep, but I thought I hit retweet, and I apparently didn't. And the next day, I got a little message from you. I was like, absolutely, man, I thought I did. I have voted three times, so apparently you can vote once per day. So yep. I did it the very next morning I woke up at that day, and then I've done it the last two. I've actually sent retweets off of yours. So, yeah, let's do it. Hey, that's what we do, man. We help each other out. You can find me on Twitter at BobbyBlaze744. That's my only social media, but I do try to help as many people as I can out there using my Twitter. Jeremy is at the Geekish Cast on there. I was going to tell you real quickly, and it's not a sob story or anything like that. The way COVID affected me one way, Jeremy, we talked about this off the air last week very briefly. That's why it's important to go out there and help people like Holly and give them a vote, retweets and things like that. You know, I do Fiverr. I've got, you know, Bobby Blaze 744 on Fiverr. I know you have a Fiverr account. That's a gig. I have a gig there. You know, I do some things, and you'll see some different tweets. I'm trying to help some people out. And then you do stuff for $5 is what you can do. And you help each other out. And as part of the gig economy, that took a big hit due to COVID.
Yes.
I went, and I wasn't like, it's not like I'm making $1 million on Fiverr or anything like that. So it's not a sob story. It's not a complaint. But during the COVID, man, I had no orders at all coming through. Typically, you know, I get a couple people to say, you know, I want you to promote my business, or will you promote this tweet? And the way I do it, people, is for $5. I retweet about probably six times for $5, of which I make four of, and the company keeps one. So you can see, it's not something we're trying to get rich at, but it's a gig, and I enjoy doing it. I love doing it because I'm meeting all these different people, and I promote other podcasts on it. And it's not like I'm trying to just want your $5, whatever. But, you know, it is nice to have that gig to help other people out, because we do help each other out. My gigs just shut down. No one was buying anything. And I kept getting messages at the top of my page that, you know, hey, due to the COVID, you know, you're still listed as a seller, so don't give up, you know. But, yeah, I got two of my best customers have come back in just the last couple of weeks, actually. And one of them works for a community college, and they do a lot of stuff about helping other people out. And the other gentleman is an author, and he's all about motivation, helping other people out. And that's my two best clients, and just people I've met, just like the professor here, through podcasting, through doing my author page on my you know, Bobby Blaze 744 on Twitter, pro wrestling, and like I said, podcasting, pro wrestling. Try to give out good vibes, you know. I'm going to finish up with that, Jeremy. I'm going to try to give out good vibes and books and authors and things like that. So, yeah. I just want to tell you before I head out of here, I know we've all been cooped up and locked down. You've been doing your social distancing. Man, just, you know, try to stay safe. Wear your mask. And, Jeremy, I don't want to – it's kind of hopefully fatalistically optimistic. I want to be honestly – hopefully optimistic, not fatalistic. And sometimes our views change. And that's why I was joking earlier about, like, I'm fatalistically optimistic. I don't know what it is. But no, I'm really trying to be hopeful and be optimistic during this time. And once again, it's great to be back on a podcast. I hope all the fans, I don't have any particular shout outs, because we gave out a bunch last week. And I just want to say all the ones that we gave out last week, the usual suspects, thank you guys so much, because it was really good to hear from our fan base. And we got a really hell of a bunch of good guys in our fan base. We're going to have a female in here soon. Hopefully I've got something else going on. So maybe we could pick up some damn female listeners too. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So,
that would be nice, because this, our audience group, more women would be nice. And, you know, that kind of leads me into the next thing I was going to cover real quick. You know, I'm actively searching for advertisers right now to kind of, you know, help keep the show running and, you know, maybe put a couple bucks in our pockets.
Okay.
And so Acme Mask Company got a hold of me. I believe it's the same company that supplies Wile E. Coyote with his stuff.
Okay, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah.
Acme.
So they got a hold of me, or I got a hold of them, and they kind of responded, and they've got these masks. They're not quite as good as the N95, but they're along the lines, you know. They're not government certified or anything, but the nice thing about it, which really applies to our audience, is it'll help cover up your ugly ass neck beards, your missing teeth, and all that chewing tobacco. And men can wear it too.
Shit.
See you next week, everybody.